Good morning.
Can you all hear me? I know you can all hear me here. How about online? Is it coming out well?
Must be. Everybody's shaking their head.
Okay. Good enough? Okay. Thank you. Because I'm having a microphone also today. That's great that it works with the system. Thank you all for joining this morning on this first Sunday of our Christian year, even though it's the last Sunday of November. We start the Advent season, and that, which is the start of the Christian year. Then we celebrate, in a sense, it's a countdown towards the anticipation of Christmas, the coming of the Savior. The coming of Christ, again, is also the anticipation that we are all waiting for. So it is an expectant period of rejoicing with the hope of the coming of a Savior and also the coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords a second time. And it also reminds us to be the expectation of the Lord coming into our lives as the Lord of our lives as well. So it has the past, the present, and the future. The Advent is all combined in it together. So it's a great season to be in. Let us rejoice together and wait for that expectant event that the Lord is going to appear soon. As we come together, it is great to be here together to worship God together in this place and also online. If you can turn with me to the announcements on the second page in the bulletin. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank is still available for your donations and collections. Please donate, particularly during this season. They need more of items and support that we can give. So please note that and pray about that ministry. And also the book is available for $10. The proceeds will benefit the Sunday school class. Thank you all for joining the Sunday school class at 9:45. It is the same online link that you can use. We are getting close to the end of the Bible. We started in Genesis. We are in, going to the book of Timothy next Sunday. So please join us if you have an hour or even 45 minutes. If you are late, that's okay. But it's a great time to be together online and also here to study the Word of God. The address listed there is for your communications with the church while you are quarantined or settled at home. Use that to send your donations or any communications that you want to send in. Use that address. As we all know that a lot of people are struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic, if you know anyone particularly having struggling to place food on the table or paying rent with basic needs, please let me know. Call that number or text that number listed there. As a church, we will do whatever we can to help out during this time. Great news for our laptop. We have collection that we wanted to raise the money. Thank God for that. It's a great joy to announce that we did that money. And we are going to be buying that pretty soon, right? Today.
Sometime this week.
Yes, sir. Because of the holiday sale, we probably can get a good bargain on the computer. It's a great time. We can light up this screens in our church, and we can follow that hymns and readings on the screens. Our monthly luncheon is today. As I know, you are all expecting a great fellowship time, but with the limitations of the pandemic, to keep in mind to wear your mask, keep it on your face and your nose covered to protect others. It's more about protecting others than yourselves. So this is the time to witness the testimony of Christ, to care about others. That's what we do by wearing a mask. So keep that in mind and keep your mask on until we start eating. And also, as we have announced before, we won't line up at the counter. Table by table, you go up there, and once they come and sit down, then the next table can go up. So we can keep that distancing also safe. I'm glad that we are able to do that luncheon and start this luncheon even in the middle of this difficult time. But let us keep in mind about the safety as well. For any reason, if you don't feel comfortable, please go outside and we'll put a table and chair for you. If you want to sit outside, that is well. And also, any of you want to come and pick up those who are online, we can have a plate ready for you. If you can let us know, text us, me or Gail. we will have a plate ready for you and you can pick it up as well. And if you really want us to come to your home and deliver it, it's going to be a late lunch, but we can do that as well. But we will eat first and then deliver it to you. So let us know whatever you want to know. It's a loving church, and I'm glad that we have volunteers who are helping and willing to do these things. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued support and prayer for our ministry. Thank you for donating to the church, and also in cash and in your service and also in your witness. All these are important when it comes to supporting the church. Thank you for your continued support of the church. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 234 in the Blue Book, verses 1, 2, 3, and 6. Please note that. O come, all ye faithful. Please stand if you are able. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come, ye, O come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Kings. Let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. True God of true God, light from light eternal, though he shines not the world. Come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him in Christ the Lord. Sing, hearts of angels, sing in exaltation. O sing, early citizens of earth and above. Glory to God, our glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore him in Christ the Lord. Here, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory. Now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him in Christ the Lord. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving Heavenly Father, we have gathered here to gather to worship you as your children, to adore you for your marvelous and wonderful ways that you have been guiding us, filling us, and sustaining us. We thank you for your faithfulness through the ages, where you spoke promises through the prophets, and in time you revealed your glory in Jesus Christ. You have come down from on high, sending your precious Son to make your presence tangible in this world. Guide us, Lord, when we find lost, and protect us when we are worried, and work in us and through us when we wait for you in anticipation of your coming. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Give us the patience as we wait for the revealing of your glorious kingdom. As we gather here today, Lord, we pray that you will help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, with all the saints in this world and the angels above. May the services of word and praises we present today glorify your kingdom on earth and in our lives through your Son and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. We can stand up and wave to each other, and also online we can unmute and say hi to everybody. All right.
Hello.
Thank you all. Thank you all for joining. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Right. How about good morning, Jean? Can you hear us? Good morning. Kathy and Bob?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How about Chuck and Vicky? Good morning. All right. We can see you. How about Jan and Harry? Are you doing okay? Good. Oh, I can hear you waving. Okay, great. Miss Lou and James, you are there too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I miss anyone?
Well, good morning. He's not feeling well this morning, so he's not.
James is not feeling well.
We'll keep in our prayers. I will show you the audience here today. If you can see some of them.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, we have a good crowd.
Hi, everybody.
Please come and join us for lunch if you can. As we celebrate the birthdays and anniversaries of the month, during the last Sunday of the month also, that is part of the luncheon that we celebrate. Let us remember those who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this month. Are there anyone here who has... Okay, Margaret?
Oh,
Jerry?
Anniversary.
How many years?
52.
52. 52 years, Jerry and Margaret, anniversary. Congratulations and God bless you. Robert?
Birthday is tomorrow, 65 years old.
All right. Congratulations and happy birthday tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here, Robert. And who's that?
Abigail.
Abigail, huh? Say that.
When's your birthday, Abigail?
When's your birthday?
November.
November?
November 8th.
November 8th. Okay. How old are you?
Say it again.
6. She turned 6, Abigail. Happy birthday and God bless you. Anyone else?
Kevin? I was 58 on the 1st.
All right.
Yep.
So happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you.
And I was about 87.
And Marcus's daughter Sarah turned 30, I think, on the 10th.
Yeah.
Wow.
God is faithful. Anyone else online? Do you remember any birthday, anniversary, anything this month that you celebrated for you or your dear ones? Please lift that up. If not, let us go to God in prayer and lift up these people for their continued blessings, God's continued blessings in their lives. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for your gift of life, love and family and friends. God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who celebrate the anniversaries and birthdays this month. We thank you for a new year in their lives. And with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continual mercies upon them, Lord. Renew your blessings, cover them with your love, comfort them with your joyful presence, confirm them their hope, that may your Holy Spirit strengthen them in the faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Now we'll do the lighting of the Advent candle. We celebrate hope today as the hope candle will be lit.
Today we light the first Advent candle, the candle of hope. We remember the hopeful longing of people waiting for a Savior, and we acknowledge our own hope that we, too, might be filled with the light of Christ.
Gail and Abigail lit the Christmas candle at this time. The choir will be singing an anthem, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. If you want to follow that, it is 151 in the red book. Please remain seated as the choir will be singing that song.
Just stop.
Amen. All right. That is good job. Our pianist Penny and family is sick. Please remember them also in our prayers. That's why she's not here today. But the choir is great.
Amen.
We will go to the responsive reading now. Miss Lou will be reading that from online. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. If you are able, please stand and follow the insert in your bulletin.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Let none that wait for you be put to shame.
Let them be ashamed who are clothed with treachery.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me.
For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long.
Be mindful, O your merciful, O God, O Lord, and of your steadfast love. But they have been from old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore the Lord instructs sinners in the way. And leads the humble in what is right and teaches them their way.
All the paths of the Lord has steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep the Lord's covenant and testimonies.
Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Pastor, will you apologize to online? We had a little glitch and it wouldn't show up.
Who?
The psalm wouldn't show up for online people.
Oh, the psalm did not show up on the screen. There was a technical glitch. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. We'll come to our prayer time now as a church family. It is a blessing that we can gather here and also online and share our prayers together. Let us raise our prayers of thanksgiving first so that we can thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also let us share our prayers of concerns and burdens together. As children of God, we bring it to the Father of mercies, our Heavenly Father, and the promise is that He will listen and answer our prayers according to His time and His will, which is better than our time and our will. So let us raise our prayers of blessings as well as our concerns together. Please turn with me to the regular prayer items that we pray at the back of the bulletin. Please use this as your prayer, regular prayer list online, and you can see that on the screen as well. Regularly we commit to pray for these people and these items in our regular prayer time. Yes, some few items to call out are regularly praying for Martha and Jack, and they are doing great, and Jack is here today. Are you doing okay, Jack? Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you're joining for the lunch too.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, Martha, you sounded great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for joining, and we continue to pray for both of them. We miss them both. Mr. James is sick at home. Let us keep him in our prayers. Ms. Lou, tell him that we are praying for him and we love him.
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to thank the church for and thank God for praying for my sister, Lois Thompson, that was on the prayer list for a while, but she had her back surgery and she's done fine and she's going back to work.
And thank God for...
I thank God that I had two sisters in November. One turned 70 and the other one turned 85.
All right.
And I just want to thank God for blessing them to be here.
And Pastor, at the bottom it says Lisa Donahue. It's actually my friend, client, Rebecca Donahue. She's been here a couple times. She realized she had COVID from a family gathering in the South or something, from a funeral. But she is, I brought her some things on her porch, and she seems to be doing fine with only maybe a headache. And so just currently, hopefully she's completely recovering from that positive test. and that she can get back to work, because she doesn't have any work, obviously, when that's happening. So.
Okay.
Pray for her health and recovery.
Recovery. All right. Lisa, Don.
It's really Rebecca, Don. Okay.
And I'd also like to, the Darren McMillan that's on the bottom of our trail list, that's my great nephew. He works at his power plant, and he came down with the COVID last week. So we'll ask for prayer for him.
Darren, we'll pray for Darren.
Darren McMillan on the bottom of this.
Yes, we see that. Okay. Any other items to call out?
We need to pray for all those at that power plant in Laurel, Mississippi, because the COVID seems to be just traveling through that plant. But they have to keep going because we've got to keep our power in, you know.
Yep.
Keep the power on going, have electricity on going. But it seems to be just going through that plant. They lost every employee. They passed away from that. The young guys, too.
Yes, Margaret.
Two of my friends that I graduated with, one of them's husband passed away this past week. And then my other friend, she passed away Thursday. I graduated with two of them.
Anyone else?
Let's pray that this vaccine really comes through for us. I think it's going to start hitting next week. Somewhere in that ballpark. Let's just pray it solves this problem.
Which one?
The vaccine.
Yeah, COVID vaccine. Let us pray for that. Let us pray for our country as a whole.
Yes, please.
As we are transitioning to a new political setup, God's will be done, and we know that God is good, and He will always have the best for us, and we always trust in His promises. So let us keep our country in our prayers, and also the new leadership who will be coming, so that God will guide them with wisdom to make the right decisions for their people, for our people. And also the world as a whole are watching us, that there will not be any turmoil or any wars or any problems, that there will be peace around the country. And we don't need another turmoil and war in addition to what we already got with pandemic. So let us continue to keep our prayer life up. Let us pray as we regularly do for the frontline workers, our firefighters, policemen, delivery workers, grocery store people, those who work behind the scene, who are supplying our services, that when we are at home, behind the scenes, a lot of people are putting their lives at risk. Let us be thankful for their services. At the same time, pray for their safety as well. And let us pray for our luncheon today, that it will be safe and have a good fellowship time together. Thank you all for bringing those items today. I think there's a whole lot of food now we have at the back. So please stay back and enjoy the lunch together. If there are no other items to call out, let us go to God in prayer. And we'll spend a couple of minutes in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Loving God, we thank you for our lives in this world that you have given us as a gift. Along with all the joys and the blessings that you give us, Lord, sometimes we have to go through pains and sufferings and difficult times. Thank you for everything that you give us, Lord, because everything is your gift and only your gift. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day, even when we are not aware of it. We come to you as your children, Lord, with a trusting in your promises that you will listen to our prayers and answer our prayers according to your time and according to your will. We look up to you for our needs, O God. You are the source of all good things and you desire only good for us. And we come and seek your presence and guidance at this time. Many of us are broken, weary and tired, and some of us are afraid and anxious about the future. But you are the source of all comfort and peace. Who can make us whole? Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men shall stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, we come to you when we are tired because you are the one who gives us strength. When we are lonely, we come to you because you are our friend. And you give us comfort and peace when we are troubled. We lift up those who need your protection, guidance and healing and comfort at this time, Lord. Touch them with your healing hands and strengthen them, Lord, with your comforting presence. God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Lord, give us the grace to act in faith in times of hurts and problems. We thank you for healing the ones who need a healing in our midst, and also comfort those who need a comfort. Guide us, Lord, in all we do as a church, to do your work faithfully, the works that you have given us to do in this community and around the world, to be your faithful witnesses. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering. Perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Bless this offering of your people, that it will be a blessing to this world around us. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers and presents, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and the mission of the church around the world. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the reading of the word taken from the prophecy of the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 3 to 11.
A voice of one calling.
In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low.
The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain.
And the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
And all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
A voice says,
cry out.
And I said, what shall I cry out?
All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field.
The grass withers and the flowers fall,
because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass.
The grass withers and the flowers fall,
but the word of our God endures forever.
You who bring good news to Zion, go up high on a mountain.
You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout.
Lift it up. Do not be afraid.
Say to the towns of Judah,
here is your God.
See, the sovereign Lord comes with power,
and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him,
and his recompense accompanies him.
He attends his flock like a shepherd.
He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart.
He gently leads those that have young.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
All right.
Good job, Abby.
Yeah, good job.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us to be our life and our spirit. Bless us, Lord, as we come before your word to be humble and obedient, that whatever you ask us to do, to be obedient to your spirit, and will become life and spirit in our lives and also to this world around us, through us. Give us an obedient spirit, and also illumine our souls that we can understand the mysteries hidden in your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So this is the beginning of the Advent season. Like I said before, we are in a period of Advent where we expect the coming of the Savior and celebrate the coming of the Savior. And also we anticipate the waiting of Jesus Christ a second time as the ruler and the Lord of all. The second coming is also the Advent that we celebrate. In the scripture that we read today from the prophet, we read that the voice of the one calling in the wilderness to prepare the way for the Lord and make straight in the desert a highway. And we read in the Gospels that John the Baptist, who came and preached the same message where he proclaimed to prepare the way of the coming of Jesus, John told the people to make a highway in the desert for their God, and also to make the crooked way straight and make rough places smooth. I don't know about you, but I travel a little bit around the highways in Atlanta, and there are certain highways that how many times you go around, there is always part of that highway in construction. Never seem to end at all. Particularly if you go through 285 and 400, that corner there, ever since I moved to Atlanta, there's something going on there, never ending construction. And we could see the road graders and gravel trucks and a lot of men working on the highway as we drive by, sometimes a distraction as well. Then I sometimes think about what a nice highway this will be when it is all finished, and then you pass a mile, then you see more construction coming. Some streets seem to have construction for many years and never to end. By the time they finish, there's another portion of the highway started breaking up and they have to do it again. These are all preparing new ways and new means of us to get around better, even though we have to put up with a little inconvenience some of the times. So when the Bible tells us to prepare the way of the coming of the Savior, God is telling us to be patiently waiting, preparing ourselves for the coming. Advent is the beginning of the Christian era that I told you. The Latin word Adventus is the translation of the Greek word parousia, commonly known as the second coming, basically. So the season of Advent anticipates the coming of Christ from different perspectives, from the past, from the present, and also a coming of the Lord and Savior into our lives. To expect the waiting of an event, and waiting and in expectation of an event, you need to prepare yourself. Even if some people are coming to your house or your church or an event to happen, we need to have a preparation that we have to do. Many times we take it for granted that everything will be okay, but if you don't prepare well, then it can turn out to be some embarrassing moments at the time when they come. I was reading a story about a pastor who was very busy, and he ran out of time for an immediate funeral service that he had to conduct. So he hurriedly went back and looked at the last order of service and told the secretary to go and change the last funeral service with, for a lady by name Mary, and asked the secretary to go and use that service. And the secretary, in her smart way of doing things, it's not Gail, she went and replaced, find a quick and replace, putting the name of the new the lady who died now, Bertha, and replaced Mary with Bertha, and find and replace, and thinking that everything will be fine, the new Bertha will be replaced everywhere. It did, but everything was fine until the end of the message, where they started reading the Apostles' Creed. Then he declared that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Bertha. That's what happens if you do a blind find and replace. If you don't have preparation, proper preparation for pastors is very important. And it's not just for pastors, for anyone, preparation is important. The Bible teaches, and John the Baptist quoting this prophet is reminding the people at that time and also reminding us today, is to repent and wait, prepare yourself for the kingdom of God. Repenting is something that we constantly do to prepare ourselves for the waiting of the Lord to come into our lives. If you want God, Jesus Christ, to come into your lives as your Lord and Savior, you have to have a prepared home, a prepared heart to accept Him, to be acceptable to Him, to stay in your, to come into your lives. And I recently was appalled by one of the celebrities who came on TV and said, somebody asked him, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "Yes, I am a Christian." do you ever ask for forgiveness? And he said, I don't make many mistakes, but when I make a mistake, I will correct them, and I don't bring Jesus into that. I was kind of thinking about that. Are you a Christian? And if you don't have a need for repentance and don't want bringing Jesus into your problems, then why are you a Christian? How can you be a Christian? Right? So this is the time that we are dealing with. To be repentant is to be ready for God to come and work in your lives. If you don't repent, you are not preparing yourselves for God to be in your lives, because God will come to a repentant heart only. Every year during this time, we celebrate the season of Advent, leading to the season of Christmas, the birth of Jesus. We are very busy preparing for the holidays and spending lots of time for many different things. Filling our homes, filling our shopping carts with a lot of things that are essentials and non-essentials. But do we really know what is important, what is essential in our lives? And we need to discern between the essentials and the non-essentials. And if you look at our whole activities during this Advent season and split them up into essentials and non-essentials, which one would make the most in the list? Definitely in my list, non-essentials probably will be more than the essentials. The Advent calls for a recognition of the fact that some of the things that we are piling up in our lives are not needed. And this is the time that we take to prepare ourselves to take that out, the non-essentials, the unimportant things, and leave them out so that we can have place for the essential items. Many times there will not be place for the essential things when we are crowded with the non-essentials in our lives. I don't know if I told you the story of a management seminar that I attended. Actually, I learned it in school that somebody else attended. And they shared the story that they attended, that the leader who wanted to make an important point, he took a white box jar and filled it with rocks. And then he asked the audience, is this jar full? And the audience said, yes, the jar is full. Then he poured smaller pebbles into that bottle and then started shaking it so that smaller pebbles can go inside. And then he then asked again, is this jar full now? The audience said, yes, it is full now. Then he filled the remaining space with the rocks and stones and then started pouring some sand and started shaking the bottle. And then it went down and it was full again, and he asked the audience, is this jar full now? They said, yes. Then he took a pitcher of water and poured it into the jar. And then, is that full now? Yes, it is full now again. So what's the point? You know, what is the lesson that we learned from this? So people started giving different answers, and many people were saying that no matter how full the jar is, there is always room for more. But the leader was making a different point, and he said, not quite. He said, the lesson is to get everything in the jar, you must always put the big things first. So, in other words, we need to know what is important and what is not, and to differentiate between the essentials and the non-essentials, so that we can fill and be full with God's grace in our lives. It is necessary to fill our lives with the essential things, and first, because if we start filling up with the non-essentials, there will not be space for the essential things. May a hope in a living God fill us at this Advent time, a preparation to invite the coming of Messiah into your lives, into our lives as Lord and Savior. Advent prepares us to see that Jesus, the baby in the manger, is the Holy One of God that we need to fill our void in our lives. We are called to prepare for Christ's coming as we wait. We prepare for Jesus' coming by acknowledging our need for Him. To acknowledge that we need Jesus is not an easy thing to do. It requires us to be honest about what is missing in our lives and about what is wrong with us. To have the humility to accept our wrongdoings and our faults and repent on those things so that Jesus can come and be the Lord of our lives. And also the Bible teaches that John the Baptist cried out saying that bear fruits that is worthy of repentance. Not only that we repent, but also to bear the fruit that is worthy of repentance. Prepare with good fruit consistent with the repentant life that we have. The Pharisees and their leaders were giving more importance to the outward appearances, rejecting and neglecting the important things in their lives. And they were putting more importance on the ceremonies and the rituals and forgetting the important things. That's when John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness, saying that repent and also bear fruits that are consistent with the repentance. So a day is coming when the wheat and the chaff shall be separated. That day we can distinguish the real fruit and the chaff. So the mission of Advent is explained in this verse that we read today. The glory of the Lord will be revealed and all people will see it together. So during this special season of the year, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, you and I need to make sure that we are ready to bear the fruit of repentance so that the glory of the Lord will be revealed through our lives. It is the life that God is transforming daily and continuously. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill will be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough plains is a plain. The Lord comes to make our crooked places plain and smooth, if we allow Him to do that. A prince was running an errand on his travel one day in a local village, the prince in a kingdom. As he was passing through a very poor section of the society, he saw a beautiful young peasant girl walking along the street, and he could not get her eyes off of her, and so he continued to come down to the town day after day, just to see her. His heart yearned for her love, but there was a problem. How could a prince, a royal family member, can develop a relationship with a poorly peasant girl on the street? He could order his commanders or military to get her to the palace, or he can do his powerful ways to make her come to the palace and get married to her. But he, whatever way he can try with his power, he could not get her longing or her love, regardless of what he does. If he did this, he would never be certain that the girl would love him, or simply she would come only by overwhelming him by his position and power. In order to have her real love, he wanted to devise this different plan. The prince came down with another solution. As you may have guessed, he gave his kingly robes and palaces and the powerful places, and he moved into the village and dressed only as a peasant man, and he lived among the people, shared with the interests and concerns, and taught their language. And in time, the young girl grew in love with him and knew him better. And that is real love that he expected from that girl. This is what we are expecting and we are preparing ourselves for. Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, left the heavenly places to come to this world as a lowly baby in a manger. And he lived with us just as one of us. Even though he was sinless, he lived among the sinful people. He came to us as one of us and lived among us, ate with us and drank with us. God could have forced us to come back to him, but he did not want that, because he wants our committed love and dedication to Him. In Philippians we read, may the same mindset of Christ Jesus be in you, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage, rather made Himself nothing by taking the form of a humble servant, being made in the human likeness. And being found in the appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. The Advent is about an expectant waiting, a waiting of the Lord to come into our lives to transform us. It is not just a hope. A hope is something that we hope that it might turn out well, right? Tomorrow, hope it's going to be a nice day, but it may not be. But the expectant hope that we are waiting is like tomorrow is Monday, and it's going to be Monday. That is expectant waiting with an assurance. That is what hope is. It is not just a feeling, it is an assurance of a better tomorrow that we are waiting for. Hope is absolute certainty that God is just as good today as He was yesterday and He will be tomorrow. That is the great message of Advent as we begin this season. God gives us hope that our crooked ways will be made straight and the valleys will be lifted up. He can make our rough places smooth, and His love will flow through us to this world without limits. Happy Advent, dear church. Prepare our hearts and minds, our homes and our world. Make a straight the ways for Him and also crooked parts in our lives smooth for Him. And let us enjoy the journey to Bethlehem together. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 369 in the blue book, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Please stand if you are able.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit. My story, this is my soul, praising my Savior. Perfect submission, perfect desire, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, in my Savior I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
God gives us the hope that our crooked ways will be made straight and our wiles will be lifted up. Make our rough places smooth, that His love will flow in us and through us. Now go in the knowledge that God is with us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Love y'all.
Bye. Love you. Have a blessed week.
All right. God bless you. Yeah.